Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite show. Today's topic is the rise of the black man in America. Purpose do we have in this vast land today called America? Where do we go from here? Did our divine teachers, elders, parents leave us enough information concerning our ancient past? And if so, how did we begin to learn this stuff? A, you're coming from a Hebrew Israelite past. A Hebrew Israelite pass, or a Egyptian pass, or a Sudanese ancient pass. These would be the markers of a powerful civilization existed in Northern Africa. Centuries, millenniums before the children of Israel inherit our promised lands. And why did God choose a covenant man to marry into the families of pharaohs, Osiris families? Why did the Heavenly Father unite these two families together? Why didn't the covenant man and his family unite with the Greeks, the Romans, the Chaldeans, the Palestinians? But God didn't have it this way. He used a covenant order to marry into the families of pharaohs. And something great happened in this time period. The whole world is migrated to this time period. A lot of us don't understand what it is, because the world also wants to suppress this black power. So the question is, when the Lord speaketh, it is. He allowed a white horseman to be a ready rider, to help maintain documents and recording on this Egyptian history. Because one day it was going to be captured, and one day it was going to be semi-destroyed. So God says, in the latter days, as our foreparents helped to build stone and write things down within tablets, the Heavenly Father says, in the resurrection of this dynasty, I shall write their will in their hearts, my will in their hearts, and put my laws in their minds, so they would never forget. And as long as the black man chooses righteousness, he will be building his spiritual antenna to receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding communication from the Most High God. Because he is called, sometimes the world, who is really our cousins. I don't care if you look at the Ku Klux Klan and how they hate Jesus Christ and Negroes. They love wearing tablecloth blankets over their heads, looking like a Casper the Wicked Ghost. This bastard you can see coming a mile. That's why I'm saying, man, that's weird. But there's nothing new under the sun. They're hiding from something. That means they done already broke the law. Those are lawbreakers. They got to hide their faces because they lawbreakers. But we, the people, can see them coming. That's why it's a rise of the black man, because you have Lord Kurt. Oh, I would never sell my mother and my father's birth name because that is my gift from my mother. My mother passed away in December 2014. Oh, it's hard for me to accept because I'm a man of divine. Oh, I did everything I can to try to heal her, resurrect her, knowing God has given me power, but I could not. It's a reason why I could not. So I had to go into the scriptures and say, Father, where is this power? Why can't I raise the sick, heal the sick? So the Father led me to a passage. And when he led me to this passage, instantly knew right away what it is. I instantly knew right away what it is. In the latter days, the world has completed itself. The world has pretty much given itself to sin. The sin that the world understands now, the good and evil that occurred in their ancestry house may be manifesting its will out, meaning ending. It has sometimes wickedness is so powerful, it has to begin to metaphysic itself out of circulation. So God set preparations. He says, I will restore life if every man and woman choose righteousness in for life. Choose life. Choose love. Choose caring. Prepare yourselves in the right way to do battle against the wickedness of men's heart. Because the wickedness is the reason for the malice and the hate. It's the reason for they have chosen America. It's a reason for the dark-skinned American is a target by foreign wickedness. So God set a order in ancient times. The black man, you are descendants of ancient times. The Chaldeans and the Palestinians and the Greeks and Romans are not ancient people. The history books got them as classical people. Because Babylon became some type of gathering front where nations that appear to agree with something join. You don't get a G7 unless you're talking about the seven heads in the book of Revelation. You don't get the G27 nations unless they're duplicating the book of Revelations. That would be righteous or evil. Well, angels are in charge of the Revelation stories leading back to Genesis. God did not put this trust in all men because God recognized men's flesh is weak. He put the trust of a new heaven and a new earth with mighty angels. And God then allowed the righteousness of man to receive their angel. For this, once you receive your angel, you have power over your enemies when they seek your life. I know that I have power, but why couldn't I resurrect and heal my mother at the time of her need? I remember as a young boy twisting my knee. I played a lot of sports. My parents, instead of letting me roam the streets, they let me play all the sports, and they helped pay for it, and they helped take me to all my games. So as a young boy, I was an athlete. I was an All-American. I played baseball in the summer. I did try to play football in the spring, in the fall. And then I got into hockey, and I started playing hockey in fall, winter, and spring. And the activity was so much, I couldn't continue the football in fall. I was a young, hellified roller skater. I could skate my butt off, made it on TV. Back in the day, they was called Kid something, Super Kids. And they came to Detroit to interview me because I was one of the best young roller skaters in the country. I could outskate anyone because I got balance in my toes. And if you got balance in your feet, you got balance in your heart. I learned to control 8 wheels as if I'm walking on water. I was sweet. I could do everything on roller skates, but my big sister, we're 9 years apart. She was just learning how to drive, I guess. So I guess she was saying she's going to take her little brother roller skate. And she started me off when I was 3 and 4 years old roller skating. She said, come and pick me up at 12 noon and bring me home at 2. And then I got good. I started staying over to 5. Skating from 12 noon to 5 p.m. every Saturday at the Roller K Roller Rink, located southwest Detroit on Schaefer Avenue. Got one of the best floors. It's a small rink with the best floor. I used to glide through the whole thing. And I got on TV. I was sitting in school. I was in the 7th grade. And the principal called me down to the office. I just knew I was getting in some trouble with the principal. Mr. Love called me down. I'm like, uh-oh, what I done? I remember Mr. Love say, Kurt, come back here in the back office. I said, uh-oh. I'm in trouble now. Anytime the principal call you out of class, you be like, okay. He says, I'm going to be dismissing you for the rest of the day because I got some good news and I did approve. Okay. Channel 4 News want to come to the school to interview you. We hear that you are one of the best skaters in Michigan. And they want to interview you here at the school, and I gave them permission. So I'm going to let you go home for the day to get your roller skates, and you can change clothes or whatever. But come back up to the school because they're going to be interviewing you in your classroom. They want to interview you. And I went home, and parents brought me back. They had to give them permission for me to be on TV. And in the 6th and 7th grade, teachers really never had to call on me because I knew they called on people who were smarter than me. But the first time the teacher had us pull out our history books and she wanted me to read the first page, oh, my goodness. She had never asked me to read the first page, especially with cameras looking at you. I was in the 6th grade needing to read a book. I never had to read publicly like this. I mean, the whole world about to hear a 6-year-old, a 6th grader read. I got to laugh. But one thing about me, I wasn't going to embarrass myself. So instead of reading normal, I just read what I knew I can read. If I couldn't read all the big words, I skipped it. But I read it so smoothly, the teacher was impressed because she never heard me read that way. Because, you know, when you sit, let other people do everything in the classroom, you learn from it. But now all of a sudden I'm the idol, but I've got cameras all on me. They interview me and they talk with me going on. The whole school had to come out and see me. I was Hollywood. And anyone who went to my elementary school in Ecorse, Michigan, they know, oh, that's one of the baddest roller skaters in the world. So that's where my ancestors. Well, my mother, I twisted my knee, and I needed to do something. My mother prayed for my knee, and my knee actually felt better. It healed, but it was twisted. I twisted it on something. I didn't break it. My mother have always been there when I'm in need. I don't care if I have ruffians want to fight with me in Detroit. When you got a praying mother, it definitely heals and runaway threats. Oh, my mother have always been there for me. But I couldn't understand why I at this moment could not be there for my mother. I know I have obstacles. When my mother always said, if she ever gets sick, she don't want no type of life support system maintaining her. And I remember struggling with my mother. I said, Mom, sometimes you need life support just in case there's a virus or something weakening you in your body and your lungs need air. You need life support sometimes. And she used to look at me and said, didn't I tell you, boy, if God don't heal me, I do not want that stuff. I said, well, Mom, I used to make her mad. I don't care what you don't want. I'm looking for viral. If I see viral, I'm giving you life support. And she didn't choose me as power attorney because I wouldn't listen to her. But she missed the wisdom. When you get a viral sickness that attacks your breathing, you're going to need some support until we get this viral out of your system. So I tell women, I know that you are told in your 40s or 50s to get a, let me get the word right, when they take out your uterus, you could get a lot of urinary infections if they began to take away your uterus ability. It has the ability to control bacteria coming and going because of the man's penis may have bacteria. Something has to fight bacteria. So when they want you to get a, I cannot get the word out, bear with my vocabulary, but do not have your uterus removed. For the simple fact, it can cause infection. And I noticed when my mom had it done in her late 40s or 50s, she was getting these infections. And sometimes these infections can lead to blood. So I know my mom went through something. So I don't care how puffy your stomach gets, your fibroids will come back to normal once you start hitting menopause. That means that fibroids should shrink. A lot of women is getting because of fibroids. That ain't you. That's Mother Nature. The womb been battling so much bacteria, you may have some clumps. So try to change the diet and, you know, use natural dishes along with regular dishes to create some type of cleansing process. But give yourself, I'm just speaking of this. So I couldn't understand why I could not do the favor for my mother. So I had to turn to Isaiah. I turned to certain scriptures because it tells in a story that I'm part of. The spirit of mightiness led me to this. That's why I share my stories with my brothers and sisters and those who listen. It's a reason why black men and black women is in America. Someone will be putting down the wickedness. European, you can't have majority wickedness in your nation. And then a few of you is too afraid to try to knock it down. God then brought a righteous descendants of the Nile Valley into America. He didn't send wickedness descendants into America. He sent the righteous ones. It's a reason for it. Why did he send the righteous ones from the Nile Valley first into America? That's, if you don't know this, my brothers and sisters of African-American descent, you're about to learn it now. You fit the profile of them, of us, who were also slaves in Sudan. That would be the story of Exodus. That would be a new king. And the white horsemen had to be ready riders, because they're doing the will of the priesthood of God of the Nile Valley. That's why you have atheism and Islamic people trying to debunk you, because if your story is true, they may be on a path to hell. Who want to die and go to hell? So they have to debunk your God because they've already sold their soul to Babylonianism. Falsehoods. You don't have to. Your story says that you are special people. People born to benefit the world. But the world came up against us. I'm just going to touch a little bit on the first chapter of Exodus to give us a good understanding that these pharaohs, Ramesses, and Seti is written. But the Lord, and I'm going to repeat, the Lord set the path for a reason. And God is supreme. And this is why you got to read the beginning. If you don't get the beginning, you don't know the end. God is naming us in Exodus after we grew in numbers. We were only 12 descendants in Egypt. But by the time this king rose, called Seti, and Ramesses descendants, we have already became multitudes because we were living in the upper Nile Valley thousands of years before Ramesses was born. So it's a recording of these righteous people these goody-goody tutus, these goodies. We are the fruit of Zion. That the world wants to paint us the wicked of Zion. They want to make us ugly. They want to make us so confused so we won't never know what tomorrow holds. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man and household came with Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. These are the souls, the flesh that came out of the loins of Jacob, were 70 souls for Joseph, was in Egypt already. Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation, he's saying all of that generation, which now became the children of Israel, were fruitful. We have increased abundantly, just like we did in America, regardless of slavery. We have increased abundantly. We have multiplied. So have we in the African Americans here in America. We have multiplied. We have technically become waxed exceeding mightily. That's why we think the way we think. And this land and that land in Sudan was filled with us. But now, I'm on chapter 8 of Exodus chapter 1. Now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. That is significant to why the pyramids of Meori, known as the treasure cities of the Nile Valley, exist today, as well as Joseph and Osiris' pyramid. It's a reason for this black supremacy to occur, because God is a parable God. Whatever happened there is repeating itself in the new world, because God has a plan for these covenant people. We're separate from the world. That's why they despise us. That's why they hate us. Because we're special people. We've been pretty much handpicked by the Creator who created the sun, the moon, and the stars of the universe. He has chosen African Americans as his fruitful. He's saying we have increased abundance. We have multiplied, and we are now, the devil wants to tame us somehow. But how do you tame someone who has mighty angels in a mix of African Americans? When we're here to tame you, O Lucifer, the devil of hate and confusion, got the whole world on a negative discourse about me, African Americans. You done pitted. I know. I still go to American high schools because I'm going to learn my system no matter if I don't understand why. I got to master modern so I can understand how to rebuild ancient. Because no one in Europe is ancient. Greece is not ancient. Rome is not ancient. Old Chaldeans of King Nebuchadnezzar who came against the Nile Valley ancient civilization, you're not ancient. You're called classical modern in the history books. I had to go into scholarship study to learn this stuff. I'm learning in a process. I'm good in taking negative and turning it into positive. By me being from Detroit, the whole news media is painting Detroit as murder capital, poor black people. Look at, they showed all these ruins of buildings as if African American played a part in that destruction. So I had an opening in one of my classes. I had to figure out what was ancient and what was modern and put it into an essay. I started discussing my topic, and I made this pale white instructor angry. I said in just one few words, my topic is about government and major corporation abandoning the urban industrial renaissance. That's an abandonment project to make it appear, but blame it on the black man for why is this mine. But I'm from Detroit. I already know the buildings of decay exist, but they're abandoned. By who? The previous owners. Why did you abandon the greatest industrialized industry in the world where automobiles was created from? You'd be amazed at where the Model T, the building is abandoned, where they made the first Model T. Most of Henry Ford's burial grounds is in the city of Detroit. Henry Ford, all of them buried in the ghetto part of Detroit, they call it, the West Side. Please. Why did these particular men, industrialized greatness, become a heap of wreck? You can't even buy these old buildings for a dollar. They want to still sell you the land for millions of dollars because previous owners won't fix up what they allow to decay. They turned the electrics and lights off. You know, things get to crumbling when there's no heat during the cold winter months. So now Detroit looks like a heap, and only black people cause of it. Oh, I made that instructor angry when I said, no, urban communities, because what happened in modern day Greece and Rome, it was a great abandonment. That's why you have ruins. When you have the so-called mythological false god temple of what they call Zeus, that now Muslims want to say, oh, that was Jesus, just change the J to a Z. Well, it takes a false believer to add. Just like I could call Michael Michelle. I know the difference from the name Michelle versus Michael. Michael means male, Michelle means female. That means if Zeus is the opposite of Jesus, he's the false. He's the false deity. But his temples lay in ruins. That's abandonment. Either the Greeks, when they lost control of their nation, the strangers who took over Greece when they fell, abandoned those projects. Same with Rome. You hear about their 12 Olympia gods. I learned this in school, but I had to get an A because I'm a scholar, you see. Well, this particular instructor was selling me. When I was supposed to get 10 points in it, she gave me a 1. The next week, she gave me a 2. Now I got to get to 100 to get an A. This heifer only gave me 3 points. I knew she was going to fail me. I done paid all this money to go to school. Is she mad because I know the truth? I had up and had to drop her class. But I told the school I ain't paying y'all shit because she's playing around with people's education. I know what happened to the Greeks' ruins. They got conquered. So whatever happened in Detroit that started in 1836, by 1860, it has been conquered. That's the only way it's abandoned. I mean, the Republican Party, who done moved American wealth to the farmlands now, they done abandoned the capitals. That means a foreigner is operating. That's what that means. Someone who does not supposed to be in the District of Columbia area is there now, because they're doing this reversible theology, this versatile thinking. Oh, I'm very mastering in truth because only a righteous man can peek through wickedness like a laser beam. People say, boy, you're like a Superman with eyes that can see through things. Sorry, ladies, I ain't got that good yet. I can see the shape of you, but my eyes ain't allowed me to penetrate them drawers. I can't help it, though. But one day, the eyesight got to slip through. But I can see the beautiness outside of the clothes. But this laser beam in my soul, I can look through wickedness, see that naked bastard all day long, because that's a wicked person. I already know District Columbia is occupied by some foreign agents who is operating opposite of being a good person. People say, well, America never been good. Yes, it has. You got to be good to be a representative. It's written right in the Declaration of Independence. Only the good people of these colonies can be righteous. God had to see fit. He won their independence. They pledged their life, their fortune, and honor to the Hebrew God of the General Assembly, called in the book of Isaiah, the supreme judge, lawgiver, king of the world, Jesus Christ. He will be of the loins of David. He will come out of the house of the kingship of David and Solomon. People say, well, Lord, that's who descendants we are from. Yes, but one would be the Messiah of the David. His throne would be in Jerusalem, and his throne would be in New Jerusalem. People say, how did his throne get into Jerusalem? Because he inherited his house, Father David, but he has his own throne on his own continent. That's why he's called the Messiah. He had chosen Judah of the New World. People don't know the land of America across the Atlantic Ocean was given to the tribe of Judah. Oh, I know the Western Territory because God has given me insight. This is going to be the Messiah's throne. The whole entire West of East. God's throne, Israel to Jerusalem of ancient Goshen Egypt is too small. God is not going to put his many in the midst of devils anyway. Chaldeans and the Palestinians of the house of Babylon lives there. God ain't going to put this small kingdom. I know men think God going to have this smaller kingdom. No. The Messiah got the biggest kingdom in the world. It's going to take up the Western Hemisphere. That means the Atlantic Ocean, 360 degrees to the Pacific Ocean, all belong to the throne of God. His throne is world. That means he's going to have a north gate, a south gate, a east gate, and a west gate. That means you could travel. But God establishing his throne in the midst of the earth. He's chosen America in Zion. He had to send a righteous believer into America first from Europe, like he sent a righteous Native Indian into America first, because wickedness never came to this part of the world. It followed certain men of righteous caliber. While the Scots, while the Spaniards and the slave traders known as the Germans in the 1900s, that was the Germans and the Spaniards coming through the what we call the Atlantic Ocean. They would pass each other because they're stealing and robbing gold and silver from South Africa, and they're bringing slaves to work their projects. They didn't want to pay certain men and women. They wanted an Nile Valley civilization for some reason. Because of the greatness of the civilization, it would be a great commodity. That's how the Chaldeans sold the project. How did this Chaldean speak to the Germans? And how did the Germans and the Palestinians speak to the Spaniards? All of them got different languages. because the Bible says that enemies of God will try to unite, and they will become seven heads, 10 kings, and 10 horns, which is a combination of 27 Babylonian nations against the fourth God. He says, because they hate me. And the Bible is right. They hate God. So they're going to hate anyone God works with. And as you African-American, so you're going to be hated because the nation hate God. They hate God because he cast many of them into leprosy. They were once black, blue, black men, but many were turned into leprosy. So the generation hate God mainly for that curse. That's a real curse only by God. He separated. But I couldn't get mad because even though I have a cousin named Moses, he had a sister, Mizraim. How did she turn white as snow? It was many children of Israel getting turned into white people the way the scriptures are saying. And yes, many of them settled in Europe. So maybe God is keeping an eye even on Mizraim's descendants, who is my auntie. That's why we got righteous. We do got connection in Europe. We just don't know how deep. But I can tell you, the Romans and the Greeks are not deaf. They chose Molochism, Babylonianism. They were so intrigued on what King Nebuchadnezzar did to the Nile Valley. They all joined his house because it was powerful. Oh, you'd be amazed if nations want to be like King Nebuchadnezzar. The scripture says his ass is the beginning and a queen is the end. Who is this queen? Queen Elizabeth. She's 80-something years old. That's why the weather and all that. I'm sorry, queen. Listen, I'm a man of righteousness. Let me just pull my... You need to go on public TV and ask God for forgiveness. Scriptures that have been written thousands of years before you was born, and it was given to King James, who lived almost, what, 120 years before you was born, Queen Elizabeth. They were focusing on you and Victoria. They were clairvoyance people. They could see the future. Revelation speaks of a great woman who acts like a harlot, and her men act like abomination. And we see this now. The clans represent her, you see. Those are queen's secret terrorist organization. They belong to the queen. A lot of people don't know this. They're going to always have power because the queen has granted these particular Canadians to go in and out and terrorize America. That's only given, that's only the queen. It started with Victoria, and it became worse with Queen Elizabeth. The men of Europe, men of Germany were a little hesitant to break King George's king's decree that America is independent. So they established a woman to break the, because the Declaration of Independence in their minds don't apply to a queen. It only applies to a king. So they set up a woman to interact and rebel against the covenant. The problem is that it made war in violation of the treaty. It's a whole page that this story was written 200 years before Queen Elizabeth and Victoria was born. How did King James and them know this? Because angels were dispatched. Mighty angels knew that they kicked certain devils into Europe. So mighty angels dispatched to certain Europeans who God will always take a tenth of every human being. He won't destroy all of Europe because God is a righteous God. That's why there's a 1,000-year judgment seat being set up, because God is going to weed out these certain Gentiles. He's not going to kill all the Chaldeans. Like, he's not going to kill all the Palestinians because he helped create us. But what he's going to do is weed out the wickedness amongst all of us. He's even going to even let certain African Americans of his covenant die, because if you are wicked, you will die. I'm firsthand. I said this in many of my episodes. I wanted to be great. I wanted to treat people right. I was too good being good. I picked up a bag of money, went to deposit it because I wanted to make $1 million with it. All of a sudden, I get a call and threat. I ain't doing it. I'm going to do this, 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 this. I had, for the first time, a big-time drug dealer in Detroit. Big-time drug dealer at one time. He's dead in the doorknob now. It ain't because of me. It's because you can't mess with the saints. I wasn't quite clear on whether I was a saint at the time, but the story did come back. Yes, I was a saint. I was a saint before I was a saint. I wasn't even thinking about being a Hebrew like these days. I was just a bad black man. They called me Shaft. I was just smooth like that. I think about becoming a pimp. Had some of the pretty girls in the gold line. God didn't let me become no pimp. Because the day I was about to initiate the very first one who wanted to be online with me, and they, I don't know what I was thinking, I became gravely sick. I'd never been this sick in my life. I was about to become a pimp. No lie, because I had girls wanted just, I'm like, are you sure? I had to ask them questions. Are you sure you want to work for me? Because, you know, you're going to be working these 8 hours a day. I was tripping. And they wanted, I was like, boy, it's easy to be a pimp. I mean, I was on my way to becoming a pimp. And the day I went to initiate this, the one, I got sick as I don't know what. I knew that it was a sign that I ain't supposed to be no pimp. I had never got this sick. My vocals left. I couldn't speak. Oh, man, I never been so sick in my life. I got sick as hell. I knew that wasn't my calling. And I made the girls mad because I told them, look, I had a sign. I can't do it. They're like, no, these girls wanted me to be there. I'm like, no, I can't do it. Because I was taking Hebrew women and having them make me money a certain way. I really didn't want to because women migrated to me. I felt like it was okay to do because I really didn't encourage them. I just put the pimp line on them, and I guess it was, I don't know what I said, but the ladies was ready. But that's their weakness, and then that was my weakness. But God didn't let me cross over. So I never came a pimp. But I did become a major concert promoter. I was young, like 23 years old, but I was knocking on the doorstep of Al Haymon and Quentin Perry and them, who was the biggest black promoters in the country. Prince, Michael Jackson, all your hip-hop artists of Death Row, these two promoters ran it all. They ran all R&B and hip-hop. All agencies were working with two black men, majority. But one black man didn't do as much as he was before Al Haymon, but he didn't do as much. Al Haymon took tours on the road. But these were the two black men who had a monopoly. They were the Don Kings of hip-hop R&B music. Here come me, about to be the third win. One of the two that liked me. I had too many influences on the women of agencies. They didn't understand why those beautiful women liked me, because I had a coolness about me. I had a player, skinny, wore my hair like Morris Day and them, always smooth, suited, always, you know, you got that Morris touch. I walk like I'm a lion, I talk like a lion, I act like a lion. Everything I do, it better come to pass. Oh, I was making all kind of people money. I made episodes on it. If I make $100, as long as I'm making $20, $30, I'm sharing the rest so that they keep coming. I don't mind taking $1 million and only making $100,000 out of it, because all those people are going to be knocking on my door again. I believe in sharing the wealth so that my phone won't stop ringing. And it got to the point I either have Island President Records calling me. I used to have William Morris agencies calling me. I used to have Famous agency. ICM came aboard, but I got angry with them over X-Clan because that was my protege. Y'all stealing my booking fees. You want to book everything I book. So I got a little mad with ICM and their president. But they used to all call me on the phone lines bugging me. I bug them too. Checks coming in the mail. Some I cash, some I give back, because it's all about marketing and promotion of the artist. I had monies given to me, all walks of life. I had probably on paper at this time, I had an estimate of $7.5 million could be made. All I just needed was some feed money. Well, certain men came aboard the camp. I was making too much noise. People knew me. Oh, I became famous in less than 5 months of putting my name out there. I had every player. I could have any artist sitting down with a president of five major labels, and you got 90% of you can sell your vocal talent, you got a record deal. Because I was only dealing with kings and presidents of things. Because I don't like to work hard, especially when I'm working money. And the first time bags full of money was given, I was opening up. But I had one bag of money that was not good. One of the biggest drug dealers indirectly gave me money. Indirectly, not directly, because all people who give me bags of money must sign a three-page contract to fulfill certain promises or keep your money. I didn't need your money. I had other money to work with. But I decided to let a few of my homeboys in. Y'all laugh at where we come from. TV shows, dancing and performing. I ain't gonna lie. These must be some haters because they all were once person lookalikes too. And they ended up, we as kids, we all in high school, was pretty looking like we used to get girlfriends in high school, but then we all went into the business world. And then some became drug dealers, I don't know what else, but that's just how it goes. But back in high school, all the women knew us. I know the game because you either go be a drug dealer or you was one of the pretty boys, somebody getting a girlfriend. And the drug dealers back in the day was giving all their money to the girls who was giving it to the guys on the dance shows, the pretty boys. It was funny. So a lot of drug dealers wanted to fight pretty boys, but back then the drug dealers wasn't shooting them up trying to kill, you see. Today you little bastards want to kill anyone who look at you wrong. You're a sissy, you see. You're the bitch on the block because the woman going to choose someone else anyway. The woman is feminine. She loves beautiness. She's a pretty. That's why I tell every black man, fix yourself up. Because the woman is attracted to a beautiful man versus a ghetto nigga. I know. I see how women migrate. I know. I had made choices. I'm a human being. The reason why I don't stay on Europe as much as I did, because I noticed that my shows might be getting blocked. You know, they don't want the truth to be told, so I find my shows might not be airing correctly. You should all be able to tune in to my show. Hear my show live. You should be able to hear me because I pay to broadcast. But if I'm too heavy on certain cultures who is running a evil campaign on America, I find myself, my shows, not being heard. Maybe because someone don't want African Americans to learn the truth. Talk about me all day long, but when I talk about them, I want to blast Department of Justice for even sending out weak letters concerning Trayvon Martin's death as if it's justifiable, as if he didn't have no rights to walk home safely, open his door, and go in his home without a stranger stalking him in the dark. That stranger came to this young man in the dark. What did he do that was illegal is the question, Eric Holder. Touch on it. This is Kurt D.Y. Lawson. I know you done heard. You've been part of the Department of Justice for a long time. I know I'm in your database because I will get in your ass and everyone else there. I don't give a damn about people like this. What did Trayvon Martin do that was illegal? You waited to the fact that stranger, you don't even know who threw the first punch. It's just Trayvon is dead and that boy shot him because he could not beat up a 17-year-old boy, so he killed him. So the boy, the young man lay dead. But yet, do he have any rights? Y'all rule, and I would tell Eric Holder to his face, I don't give a damn what Confederate Ku Klux Klan member sits in your house. Don't worry. The Constitution gives me the permission. I'm from the Secret Society of Liberty. It gives me the ability to arrest you. And they know this to be true. Oh, they know this. See, when you're a man of God, you deal with government. People said the Lord don't deal with government. Yes, the Lord not only going to deal with government, the calling is government. God leads me to power because he says, you can't get nothing done with the dead. You got to get something done. You got to show the wickedness that their time is up. And this passage touched my heart, and it lets me know that God sent an African-American, a newborn child. His name is Lord Kirk. The Scots preach about a coming of a Kirk. I spell my name K-U-R-T. The translators of the Bible spell my name K-R-K. Why do you think Captain Kirk of the American Enterprise thought that was some kind of fictional? No, they're saying there's a Kirk that is ruling the universe. They said in the day of Jesus, God sent the word, Emmanuel. That would be the Bible. Then God sent Kirk to be the supreme judge, lawgiver, king of the world. That is God establishing the Kirk is what the framers said. King James and them went to the Kirk, our parliament. Y'all don't know about that. It's a Kirk of Jesus Christ because that's the second coming. I can't help it. God led it to me. He gave me strength. He lets me know you have walked the narrow, but you also have allies in the world, and you will know them because they know you by your name, Kurt. I couldn't understand it. That's probably why North and South Con, they heard the Liberty call. So they hired up and came into Louisiana so that none of those officers would shoot me because, yes, I belong to the Fraternity Order of Liberty. I'm set at liberty. I'm a son of God, set at liberty. No matter what, when I see someone's freedom, I want the people to write me. You can write me P.O. Box 247, Willis, Michigan, 48191. Write me a complaint. Put a donation. It's $36. Write something positive. Just write, and I guarantee you, you will begin to get blessing. If you've got loved ones falsely accused, incarcerated, write me. It's $36 to file. Do not worry. I will respond to you. Do not worry if they found themselves guilty or not. My office is the War Department of DOD. DOD couldn't even separate themselves from me because this is the first government department in the United States, and I am head over it. I have an invisible truce at my disposal, but why use it? But they got my back. Yes, I got certain individuals in NorthCon and local. I do, because they all come to my rescue. I didn't ask for it. It's God sending visions to people. That's why I don't play. But God says here, for unto the Hebrew Israelites of African Americans, for unto you a child is born. unto the African American a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Once again, government. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. The throne of David, and, hear that word, and, upon his kingdom. See, that's two thrones taking place, David's throne and his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice for henceforth, forever, forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this action. The Lord sent word into Jacob and has highlighted it upon Israel. This is why they're afraid, because they know a coming of a Messiah of the African American. They know. That's why there's an increase in targeting youth, because under all the laws of the United States, a youth do not supposed to have a concealed weapon. But I tell every young 18-year-old with no records, you don't. If you rob, steal, and kill, you're supposed to do life in prison, in my opinion, because you are a brother hater. But if you ain't did no criminal activity and you looking to gain the world in peace, you can walk with a 12-gauge shotgun strapped to your back. It is your constitutional right. You don't need no concealed permit either. But look at the certain laws in the towns you live in. Just don't walk into malls and stores where people will feel threatened. Stay on the outside. If someone go in threes, patrol your neighborhood. Patrol, run your cameras, watch the police actions. See if there's a rogue officer in the mix. Because if we don't check these attorneys, they're going to keep promoting police brutality in the country. There's no way Oscar Harris officer don't supposed to be doing life in prison. These attorneys protecting, promoting this insurrection. Don't vote African American for not one attorney again in judiciary branch of government. When you see the word attorney, if they are attorneys, do not vote for them as your judges. That's your constitutional right to put in office righteous men. It's time now since the Department of Defense is full of attorneys who are promoting attorneys local, it's time to get rid of that whole Bar Association Corporation. They got to go because they're targeting Americans of color. They're making all of us some kind of cry victim. As if the final word is with them. No, that office don't even supposed to exist in D.C. If it did not exist in Philadelphia, it don't supposed to exist. That office only exists in District Columbia, but it never existed in Philadelphia. So that attorney privilege is over because you have committed a felony against the United States government. It says privilege and immunity of several states. The government of the Lord is righteousness. We shall put down insurrection and rebellion in all governments who come against. God has established allies once we decide to be real men with real solutions. We shall overcome our overseer. Moses did it with Ramesses and Seti. So shall Kirk help to do with Sodom and Gomorrahites. These are the remnants of a society that was destroyed. Did you not know George Bush and them believe that was their ancient society, Sodom and Gomorrah? A lot of people don't know the wickedness of dark places. Every place God has destroyed, they're against. Why do you see? Then they got the word Isis because they're going to blow up the pyramids. Do not worry. The pyramid's already written in the heart. God is going to let stonemasons, anyway, refix the ones already there. Because over years, they have decayed. So God don't have no problem repairing something. The problem is, why are you striking in the name of Islam? Because you're supposed to be a pale, recorded devil. Don't worry. Every nuclear nation, every fire brimstone nation is against you. It's written, you will fall to a gravely hell. It's just something about truth. God is good. He's one of the Hebrew God is the best. I'm sorry. I know many of you don't understand it, but the Hebrew God is the best. It's a reason why he chose Goshen, Egypt as his birthplace. It's a reason why. It's a reason why the whole entire black supremacy power was captured, thrown into shackles, because he's marrying the Nile Valley into the Hebrew story of resurrection the third day. Before you can talk about something, you got to see that you resurrect first. Resurrection don't come by stone and bottle. It comes by a gift only from the true living God. We're saying that the Hebrew God is the first of the resurrection. How do you go from a dead state to a living perpendicular? Even a nation Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who also said he's the Messiah. I can't say he isn't, or he is, because any man who calls to the word of God, you do be feeling like the Messiah. So do I. I just feel the crown was already given to me by God himself. That's why I can dwell with them principalities and devils in high places. Men, if you can't deal with them, because you can die dealing with them. They built prisons. They built graves. They got AK-4. They got killers. We know this. They didn't want Martin Luther King. That the king is doing what he's doing, so they killed him. But I know who they are. Canadians of German Hessian descendants. Canadians feel that they own the government of Canada, feel the District of Columbia is their territory. If you ask the government of Canada, how did you get it? You didn't get a conventional war because Abraham Lincoln won the Civil War. You had to be given it in secret. And the only sitting president that appears to have active insurrection against the United States government is Ulysses Grant. He was the second Confederate president who pretended to be an American president. We're dealing with pretenders. Oh, I can talk about it because I'm a man of God. People say, what church I belong to? The church in Philadelphia? That's the seat of Jesus Christ. Right here in Zion, the United States. Arabs know that this is Zion because the law of Moses was given to the world at Mount Sinai. That would be in the east. But then God said there's a resurrection of his people in Mount Zion. That's in the west. Do not the sun rise in the east or set in the west, so shall the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord and Savior, who is the S-U-N, Emmanuel. He's the S-U-N, Kurt. Oh, I thank my mother for naming me Kurt. My mother and my parents gave me their names. I'm a Lawson and a Washington. That's my father's last name. He's a Washington. He's happened to be named George Washington. I have a dad actually named George Washington. That's probably where I'm getting this patriotism from. At least I got a black George Washington daddy. And I have a mother named Shirley Lawson. That's her maiden name. So I'm a Washington Law. That's my name. It's all, I'm born in my blood. I would never give it up because it's a beautiful thing. I have a organization called, I'm not an organization, I can't get this wrong. The name of the first War Department of the United States of America was called the Washington Freeman Bureau. Freeman Bureau. And that office is a Philadelphia, it enforces the Philadelphia National Convention. I would love to have righteous brothers pledge their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who are Lord and Savior, Supreme Judge, Lawgiver, King of the world. Because if you pledge your life, your fortunes, and your sacred honor, I mean, you turn it all over to Jesus. That's a sacrifice to Jesus Christ. But at the end, you get rewarded, because who sells their soul to Jesus gets reward, just like Skull and Bones sell their soul to Lucifer. They get rewards too. But it's against you, the righteous man. See, it's always going to be Lucifer versus Jesus Christ. It's not going to be Lucifer versus Yahshua, because Yahshua has to have a time period. Joshua, Yahshua, you got to give a time period. You can't, because Emmanuel means this Jesus walked through the time of who? Roman Empire. When you say Jesus, in as Melchizedek, he walked during the time of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the same living spirit that God put over as commander-in-chief over the heavens and earth. He says the righteous shall be few, growing into multitudes. Only a righteous few going to have to overcome billions of wicked. The Bible says they control at least a third of the earth population. That's a lot of people. They're seeking to kill a third, but they're controlling almost the way the scriptures. I'm going to repeat this. They want to kill a third. Always people of color. You got to understand that the people of color is their threat, but it ain't their threat. It's the devil's offsprings added again. So I'm going to touch on Department of Justice. I am Department of Defense. If you want to check me out, contact the FBI, the Secret Service, and Pentagon. They know exactly who I am. I never in my life applied for no office I just mentioned. I never felt, if you don't have a college degree, don't apply. I have never, ever applied to a government office in my life. But they know who I am in government, because I'm going to always follow the Lord's government. He done given me secrets of where it's located on earth so that I can go into Europe. If I don't sit nowhere else in Europe, I am going to sit, I'm going to build a black man's throne, Scotland Yard. That's where I'm building a throne, because there's a crown given to the Scots from God. I'm going to go with a crown that God given. This means Queen Elizabeth got to go, because I'm building the Scottish crown. It's a crown that God granted these men. They're ready riders, and they are the secretary in the north. I know, because we have established ourselves as righteous men, regardless of the wickedness that God has allowed to come on this earth. So that means it ain't going to be no German crown, Queen Elizabeth and them, in the future. The future will be a Kirk crown. So I'm going to make the land, if God does not sink the island, because the scripture says, all islands shall be removed. That means the people on the islands are going to be coming to mainland. Haitians, you are going to be coming to the mainland of America or South America, but you're coming, because islands are going to be made into something. God is going to remove many of the island peoples into the mainland. And it says that Great Britain is on an island. Well, guess what, Germany? since you illegally invaded the land, you will have to give up all of your land to my friends and comrades who helped me to understand what happened to me when someone hit me across the head with a bat. Yes, even Kirk can say, Lord Kirk can say, he's been wounded. When someone wounded me, I said, who did this? And the Scots was the first to tell me, the Chaldeans. Then the Scots told me, not only the Chaldeans, Lord Kirk, Captain Kirk, our God, of our God, also the Palestinians did this to you. They hit you. They raped your women. They molested my parents. Oh, that's why I salute the Scots, because they gave it to me in a divine language, not no everyday dumb-dumbness that we see these atheist anti-God movements taking place. You devil, you the reason why hell coming. The God going to punish you using the Confederate. Those are KKK. They could kill you because you're stupid. Did you not know he used Confederates to put down rebellion in a righteous land? And you can see they prevail because their job is to kill God's unwanted people. So atheism, you're a target. You're sacrificing. We said we didn't kill these African men. They really were devils because you don't teach. They're going to kill you, Islam. All nuclear smart weaponry is restored on high in something that Jesus' future is going to hold. The devil stored his weapons there. All the weapons of mass destruction is kept in Christian houses because Satan took his wealth and put it in the kingdom of God. But Satan loses it all because God don't choose Lucifer in heaven. That's why Satan goes to prison, because he took all of these Germans and Greek knowledge and gave them to the Christians for Jesus Christ's disposal. That means he done turned y'all in. That's why these Skull and Bones don't have witchcraft powers. I was going to start this show with how they got this witchcraft, this sorcery going on. His Albert Pike voodooism. He was a warlock, right? He had to be a homosexual warlock because the spirit of Molochism is in these witchcrafts. It always got to be a homosexual abomination act in order to make witchcraft work. Why people don't know the secret. Telling you dumb Negroes to go out and start this foolishness. But you got to be a complete devil to summon witchcraft. And that's what the Germans did. Why do you think they're promoting in America same-sex marriages? Not because it is wrong, the Hebrew law is wrong, because God made woman and man for each other. A homosexual is a cancellation of a man and a woman procreation. That's what that means. Now you're going to be dealing with tripping people. I ain't going to lie. Some of you homosexuals are tripping. You're calling each other girls. You're calling your stinky booty hole pussies. Y'all doing some weird shit. And you're so free. And you think everyone is freaky like that. That's some nasty shit. But when I see that beautiful woman, I have never in my life, sisters, don't never be shamed to see a naked black woman. Thanks to Facebook, for the first time, I got to see some of the most beautiful black women in the world. You know, Facebook was the first to show me exactly how beautiful when these girls be coming with these swimwear, we call it. I needed to know because a woman can be the weakness of a man. She can. It's just natural. But I come today, brothers and sisters, not to be the weakness. She's the strongest, because when she gives birth, you better believe me, that baby is coming out. He just needs a mom and a dad. They just need a mom and a dad to just be their love. They come looking for the daddy. Daddy, I remember you. They come looking for mama. Oh, mama, thank you. But they look for their daddies because they, it's that sperm that life then gave birth to him or her, and they want you. The baby's saying, mama, daddy, I'm over here. Don't you remember making me? It was joyful. Turn that into joy. A woman is there to help you, man. And woman, quit trying to help one man and help 10 other men. That's that slut. Don't do that. But, man, she's there to help you. You bring her into your home, that is your helper, dude. Don't think with your penis. Think with your brain. Every time I'm sick, a woman nourished me back to health. I be running out of money sometimes. A woman bring me a bag full of money. I don't know why, how that happened. I'm like, how do you know I needed some money? I just knew. For real? All right. It ain't like chump money. Sometimes I get thousands. I'm like, what do I do? It's like they came at the right time. That's why I know the black woman is a gift to man. I know. I have been down, but next morning, I don't know. How did I get that? So I feel obligated to say, so I don't have no problem building something for the woman. Sexuality don't have to be in play. You're supposed to love a man that you can love every day. Of course, you're going to love a powerful man, because a powerful man can make things happen. But when you marry or work with a man, you still want to benefit the power of that man. So I'm asking all the ladies, I don't have to say the rise of a black man and black woman. You're not separate from me. When I say rise of a black man, our woman is right there with us. Because anything we make glamour and pretty, we don't even want to put our fellas in Mercedes. We want to put the sexy, sexy black woman next to us riding down on some 22s. Knowing the rims are throwing off the Mercedes because the rims sometimes look too ugly. You can't make a Mercedes ghetto. Make a sports car ghetto, but make a Rolls Royce glamour. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. That's my taste. I want a cover of how we should approach government, but we need ready writers. That means when letters go out, we need all of your signatures. That's why everything we do is going to be righteous. A one-page letter to Eric Holder that we believe that he has committed a felony against these laws of the United States that governs him. And Lord Kirk of the War Department, a black horseman, a War Department of the United States government. My office is supposed to have been closed under Ulysses Grant administration. He closed my office. My ass opened it right back up and told the evidence, he said, I'll kick your ass if you ever come against it. And they don't come against it because it's the truth. Well, how did God give a black man the ability to open up something that's supposed to have been closed, which was the final chapter to Philadelphia? I reopened it because I know history. The government shall be on our shoulders. But it ain't on your shoulders, black men. It's on my shoulders, and I'm going to select you through the pledge. You must pledge your life, your fortunes, and your sacred honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is a black Hebrew Israelite, written right in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. He is who, Isaiah? I believe it's chapter between 49 and 53, he is the king, judge, and lawgiver. You have to learn wisdom and understanding of the Hebrew culture first before you understand any Gentile nation, because a Hebrew culture is the covenant, the God and the oath and law he had made with three black men in a place called Egypt. He had chosen three black men of the house of Israel, which inherit the whole Middle East, by the way. That's why Germans dispatched Israelis in 1945 to Israelis to try to cut off the coming of the Messiah. The third battle supposed to be Armageddon. That means that Germany will start something with America blacks, because Germany is always, but when American blacks start using our snipers, taking out their chiefs and attorneys, that's just how it's going to happen. We're going to take out all chiefs and attorneys who don't get control of the insurrection officers by whom I've been covering up for. So it don't matter to the attorney Ferguson or the chief. You're the target because you are now messing with the American militia. We are retired men who believe in our freedoms more than anything. And we don't have no problem striking down confederations. We will charge you with violating Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. And for that, we will charge you and we will hunt you down like the dog you are. You may want to come after Kurt. Do not worry. Telling you, I am Prince Michael, the archangel that stands for the people of the earth. This means that even though I see errant little children dying on the streets of Baghdad by so-called ISIS fighters, I'm going to revenge their deaths, you see, because their lives does matter in the house of Messiah. We're not here to destroy every Chaldean. We want these young youth to grow up to be peace and see love, because they are innocent children that you mowed down. It had tears in my eyes seeing young Chaldean's children being shot by these fighters. We're going to get you because the old black horseman for a win's going to come through in 1 hour. Eric Holder, you should never let insurrection by citizens and police be the reason why you can't shall let the citizens, the Constitution says, you must bring them before the citizens to vote their guilt and their innocence. Y'all covering it up so that the jury can't speak for the people. You want to ask in the office of Eric Holder. I know you're a token Negro of this plane. Everyone knows it. President Obama, yes, you're a token. I played hockey. I had a coach call me a token, but then said to some white players who couldn't wait to tell me what the coach was thinking. And then we're doing tournament time here and want the Negro playing. I'm getting 5 goals because I hear there's a pro scout up there. I want him to see me skate through all the Europeans. This is what this hockey coach want to do, sit me. I help us get to the championship. Oh, I play like Michael Jordan. Oh, I'm good. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite. It's my last 40 seconds. Tune in because you can learn from this show. This show is designed for American. It don't matter if you're American of color, whatever it is. I'm going to attack the enemy. That's going to be the German, the so-called, well, Spain is occupied by the Chaldeans. So I ain't going to be as much heavy on the Spaniards, but you are occupied by the Chaldeans, Hussein. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. Tune in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You get your food for the day.